Stress-testing the Iran consensus, three signals that would rewrite the narrative. With a strong analytical consensus forming around the Iran situation, the moment calls for rigorous pressure testing of its core assumptions. The dominant narrative holds that Iran is cornered. The UAE trade cutoff is accelerating Tehran's isolation, the Hormuz standoff will sustain oil price increases, and U.S. military and economic pressure is working as intended. History complicates the cornered actor assumption directly. Maximum external pressure has, in multiple documented cases, produced not capitulation but radicalization and entrenchment. North Korea is the most instructive example. Decades of maximum pressure produced a fully nuclear-armed state with ballistic missiles capable of reaching the continental United States. Iran's leadership has observed that outcome carefully. If Tehran has concluded that capitulation leads to regime change while resistance produces survival, the cornered actor framework generates precisely the wrong policy prediction. The UAE trade cutoff assumption is similarly contestable. Gulf state relationships with Iran have historically been transactional and subject to rapid reversal. And the oil price assumption, that sustained Hormuz disruption means sustained high oil prices, faces counterpressures. U.S. domestic production is near record levels, strategic petroleum reserve releases remain available as a policy tool, and significant European economic weakness could suppress global demand simultaneously, making the net price effect of partial Hormuz. In 2023, Saudi Arabia and Iran restored diplomatic relations after years of hostility, brokered by China. Public severing of trade ties does not prevent commercial relationships from reconstituting through intermediaries or rebuilding if the immediate crisis passes. Disruption genuinely difficult to model. Three specific signals would indicate the consensus is wrong, and the situation more fluid than it appears. First, watch for any Iranian diplomatic backchannel contact with European intermediaries, France, Germany, or the Oman Channel historically used for U.S.-Iran communication. Actors genuinely moving toward escalation rarely make diplomatic moves simultaneously. Second, watch Chinese diplomatic behavior. If Beijing begins actively pressuring Tehran rather than simply watching its tankers reverse course, China has concluded the crisis threatens its economic interests severely enough to engage. Third, watch whether congressional Republicans with national security credibility, senators who care about force protection, begin formally requesting classified briefings on what happened in Bahrain. That development would signal the Hegseth concealment story has acquired enough internal validation to move beyond media allegations into a genuine institutional crisis.